father's hell.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. My next guest is a Peabody Award-winning broadcast journalist, parenting and child development expert, and author who specializes in the social and emotional development of children. Her books have reached more than 15 million parents and children. She is also the creator of the Moodsters, a new line of toys and books designed to teach young children the fundamentals of feelings. It launches in August. It is a pleasure to say hello to Denise Daniels. Denise, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you for having me today.
It is quite a privilege. We start with the concept of EQ, emotional intelligence. Now, it is a concept and a topic which is becoming quite a part of the national conversation. I've seen it written that you have made EQ the nucleus of your work. Tell us what emotional intelligence is and why it is so important to teach EQ skills to young children.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, the definition, and this is a broader definition, is the ability to understand one's own emotions and those of another person.
Mm-hmm.
And upwards of 30% of teachers say that kindergartners are coming to school lacking the necessary emotional and social skills to be successful in school. That's a really staggering statistic.
Yeah.
And so we know that there's an overwhelming need to teach children these very basic skills. And it's important to know that it's never too early to begin teaching children about their feelings.
Exactly.
And that's really what we're doing with the Moodsters, is teaching children the fundamentals of feeling.
Now, the Moodsters, it is a new line of educational toys and books. They are designed to teach children, as we mentioned, the fundamentals of feelings. It launches in Target stores and at Target.com in August. Now, how important is it to have educational toys and books such as these available that really specialize in teaching feelings and how to deal with them?
Well, we think it's very important. The most important thing is really, when you want to teach these skills, you have to make it fun. You need to make it entertaining and engaging. And that's what we've done with the Moodster toys. It's, you know, the whole premise is about five lovable little detectives
mm-hmm.
who go on top secret missions, and they help their human friends, Zach and Zoe, when they're having a feelings emergency. And all kids have feelings emergencies at one time or another, because really what we're trying to do here with the Moodsters is to teach children how to understand and manage their thoughts, their feelings, and their behavior. And so these little characters are really fun. They're very engaging for kids. We've had great success with them, and we are so excited because it's such a great way to be able to teach children while they are having fun. And the toys are interactive, so
mm-hmm.
parents or caregivers or teachers can actually use the toys with the children. And for grown-ups, the Moodsters are like unlimited learning tools. For kids, they're just engaging, filled with fun, and kids will delight with the characters.
What I like about it is it seems like it's taking the toy and it's taking it to a different level, because the idea of a toy with it being educational was to spur an interest in learning and academics.
Yeah.
But these actually spur an interest in children being able to learn more about themselves and how to understand how they're feeling. And that seems pretty unique when it comes to toys and books. So it does add that certain level of texture to teaching a child to be a complete person rather than just an intellectual person.
Wow, you should be working with us, Ed.
See that?
You hit the nail on the head. Well, that's just it. I mean, as parents, we want our kids to be successful, and we buy them all the right the toys that they need and want, and we spend so much time worrying about their food and are they going to be able to read when they get to kindergarten. But what we know is those very same skills that kindergarten teachers are talking about, that
mm-hmm.
kids are lacking, they actually rate social and emotional skills higher on the scale than holding a pencil or reading a book.
Really?
And it crosses all socioeconomic backgrounds. So it doesn't matter where this child is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
The emotional skills are the most important things we can teach our kids. Because let's face it, we're living in a very complicated, fast-track world right now. And our kids need to be prepared. And as parents, we need to teach our kids how to interpret the world around them. And how do they relate to other people? You know, we're on the
right.
internet all the time, kids have devices, and you're talking through technology instead of human relationships. So what we found through decades of research, I mean, the Moodsters is based on research, and our curriculum was developed by the team of Mark Brackett and his team at Yale University. So
mm-hmm.
we know that the work we're doing has been tested. And it's so exciting for us because this is the first time these kind of toys have ever been out in the stores. So we are thrilled that we're going to be in Target stores and in Target.com.
Now, when it comes to teaching EQ, is there a window of time, a window of opportunity that is best for teaching children? We know kids are very malleable at all times, but is there a special time, a window of opportunity when it is most effective and beneficial to teach EQ?
Well, we believe that teaching EQ needs to start in early childhood. We can't wait. Even though IQ is sometimes fixed at birth, not sometimes, but changes a little bit, it'll vary a little bit, mm-hmm. but EQ can grow throughout a lifetime. And we always say, as professionals, we always say that children learn at home. Their home is their first school, and we're their first teachers. So as soon as you can be able to start using feelings, words in your home, give kids a vocabulary for what they're feeling, and it's simple to do. You can do it through reading books, watching videos, talking to your kids about how you're feeling, or helping them understand when they feel angry, this is what they look like, and giving them a strategy for controlling their frustration or their anger, like taking a deep breath and blowing all of their feelings out. Those are the kind of things that are so important for us to be able to start teaching kids in preschool.
And I try to think about the way a parent reacts to a child. And a lot of times when a child will do something, misbehave or whatever, the parents are just quick to just stop the behavior and just leave it there.
Right.
But not really explore why the behavior took place in the first place. And it's because it all comes from feelings. All behavior comes from a root feeling inside of you. And I think that's kind of where parents have, maybe for lack of a better term, missed the boat all these years, because rather than trying to help the child understand where the feeling comes from, it's just, let's just stop the behavior and move on.
Well, that's an excellent point, Ed, because one of the things that we do as parents is sometimes we're reactive mm-hmm. as opposed to being responsive and really thinking about where is this child coming from? What are they experiencing? Do they have a problem? Do they have the vocabulary? Do they have the cognitive capacity to understand what they're feeling? Because some kids, when they're very, very young, our two-year-olds, our three-year-olds, they don't always understand that. But as parents, what we need to do is always remember to take a deep breath ourselves mm-hmm. and to validate that child's feelings before you go on to help them or to teach them. Say, you know, you looked really happy when you were riding your bike yesterday. And do you know what a happy face looks like? And it's really exciting when you see that they make that connection between the experience and actually what their face looks like, what they're feeling on the inside, because we communicate nonverbally a great percentage of the time. So we also want to teach our young children how to recognize nonverbal cues in yourself. What do you look like? What are your gestures? What are your tone of voice, your body language? Because that's another way in which we communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So those are skills that we can teach children, and they enjoy learning. And there's so many fun things we can do to teach kids how to know about their feelings and to feel comfortable sharing their feelings and learning about it. And as I said, through talking about it, coloring, we do a lot of drawing with kids. We have feelings crayons, and we teach children to color out their feelings in music. They're all very effective modalities for helping children express their feelings.
You know, the talk all these years has been IQ. How smart is the child? Is the child intelligent? Is the child sharp and quick? And now the concept of EQ comes along, of emotional intelligence. Is EQ more important than IQ?
I believe yes. In all of my work, I've seen that emotional intelligence is probably the most important thing we can teach our children.
I would imagine, because it's the goal is to create a well-rounded human being. And I think for many, many years when, you know, people were taught, keep your feelings inside and everything, and don't be so demonstrative, the human experience is rooted in how you feel and how you behave and understanding yourself before you can understand the concepts of the world. I find it amazing that it's taken this long to really have an awareness of EQ.
Well, I think that's really a good point, and that's why we developed the curriculum at Yale, Dr. Mark Brackett.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of Mark Brackett and his team. and they do remarkable work. And the approach we use with the Moodsters is using the RULER approach, and it's an acronym that stands for teaching kids to recognize, to understand, to label, to express, and to regulate their feelings. So everything we do, the RULER approach is at the core. So we know that we're teaching kids every single skill they need to be successful in learning to be emotional human beings.
Once again, they sound like wonderful products. The Moodsters will be available in Target stores and at Target.com in August. Denise Daniels, best of luck with the Moodsters, and thanks so much for joining us here on America
Thank
Weekend.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Donna put her house up for sale by listing it with a real estate broker. Her agent brought several people by to look at the house, and when the buyer offered her exact asking price, Donna accepted. Now, 15 days into escrow, Donna changes her mind. She decides she can't part with the home her kids love so much. So escrow is canceled and the house is taken off the market. But the next day, the real estate agent shows up asking for his commission. Naturally, Donna says no. She hasn't any money because there was no sale. When the case goes to court, who wins? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So did you pick Donna or the real estate agent? The commission must be paid because the agent found a qualified buyer and a sale was underway. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, author of Snakes, Guillotines, and Electric Chairs, My Adventures in the Alice Cooper Group.
I wrote a book about tossing chickens at the crowd.
Dennis Dunaway, today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Dennis Dunaway's book, Snakes, Guillotines, and Electric Chairs.
It turned into this big, giant machine. What would make the most profit? It lost its appeal to us.
If it weren't for bikers,
they could see, as bizarre as we dressed and stuff, that we were social outcasts. The bikers always came to our rescue. Peace-loving hippies wouldn't like what we were doing. The bikers would keep them in line, tell them to shut up.
American Biker Minute.
Let us play.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.